Unit 6. Recording 11. Lesson 6D. Exercise 2.
Have a wonderful time and don't come back with a broken leg.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll be fine. I'll text you when we get there. Bye!
Don waved to his family as the coach drove away from the school. Then he turned to his friend, Harry.
I can't believe it. After all this time, it feels like I've been saving for this ski trip forever.
I know. I dream about washing up, but it's worth it. This is going to be awesome.
They had both worked hard to pay for the trip. Harry had found a Saturday job in a local restaurant, and Don had worked for his parents in their corner shop. This was their first ski trip, and they were very excited. Their friend Sarah leant forward from the seat behind.
Not long now. A whole week in the Italian Alps. I can't wait.
The friends soon discovered that skiing wasn't as easy as it looked. By the end of the fourth day, they were aching all over and exhausted, but happy. That evening, Harry was talking to Don and Sarah.
You're a natural, Don. You'll be in the advanced class soon.
I don't think so, but I'm having a fantastic time. Anyway, I'm off to bed now. I'm so tired.
Sarah followed Don to the door.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, nothing. Sleep well, then.
What was that about?
Surely he's told you. There's been a fire at the shop. Nobody was hurt, but lots of stuff was damaged. I think it was quite serious.
How do you know that?
My parents live in the same road. My sister texted me.
Oh, how awful. I'm sure nobody's told him. I guess they don't want to spoil his week. He'll want to go home if he finds out.
Oh, no. Now what? Are you going to tell him?
I don't know.